Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Any day is a great day as long as war stays away. That's at least what many Americans believe. John Bolton, former ambassador to the UN, former national security advisor to President Trump, believes that there are worse things than war in the Ukraine area. So what would those be, and what can the United States do to avoid them? We'll be speaking to Ambassador Bolton coming up this hour on the Michael Medved Show. We're also going to be talking about the great debate about our electoral system. Are changes that are being proposed on a bipartisan basis on the Electoral Count Act, are they an assault on the Constitution? Or is this an attempt to defend the Constitution by people who would actually shred it? We will address that debate on the Medved Show. We'll also take a look at the unspoken issue that will probably emerge again before Election Day. Why? Because it's such a positive issue, it seems to me, for Republicans who are rightly skeptical. And more than skeptical, negative on the whole idea of paying reparations based upon race-based crimes that occurred 100 years ago, or 200, 300 years ago. Reparations appropriate to be a theme for Black History Month. One museum says so. We will address that on the Michael Medved Show. And also, a headline that has a punchline to it somewhere, but we will get to that. NFL Cowboys paid cheerleaders $2.4 million. Now, this was not the this was not their normal pay. I mean, it's great to be an NFL cheerleader, and you have to have a lot of talent and a lot of health and a lot of charisma and all that. But $2.4 million for four cheerleaders, that's a lot of money. So what is the story there? We will provide that as well. And the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the Oscars people, with Oscars coming up, are extraordinarily worried because of the 10 films, and there are 10 of them, that are nominated for Best Picture, and they're all playing right now, trying to take advantage of their Oscar status. None of them even reached $1 million over the weekend. Is this an indication of the movie industry being broken? Well, they finally made a decision about a host for the Oscar ceremony. For the first time in 3 years, they're actually going to have a host for the ceremony. Who is it? We'll let you know. That same individual has actually joined a whole bunch of stars, actually pledging money to a candidate for the U.S. Senate who is one of the most radical candidates on the ballot anywhere. Who is it? And no, it's not Beto O'Rourke. Though with the Texas primaries coming up, he's very much on people's minds. It's somebody else, and we will get to that on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Secretary Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State of the United States, the leading figure in the Biden cabinet, went today to the United Nations, and he said a couple of things that are potentially important regarding the prospect of war in Ukraine. Here is the way that Secretary Blinken began his remarks. It's clip one.
I'm mindful that some have called into question our information, recalling previous instances where intelligence ultimately did not bear out. But let me be clear. I am here today not to start a war, but to prevent one. The information I presented here is validated by what we've seen unfolding in plain sight before our eyes for months.
And again, that information has to do with the Russians. Well, remember there were reports yesterday that they were withdrawing some troops. They may not be true. They may actually be mounting more troops on the border. And Blinken also went forward with something that the United States has said before, which is about the possibility of Russia trying to manufacture an excuse for war. One of the reasons that the United States is saying this in advance is to emphasize the idea that this is not a war of necessity for Russia. Russia is not under threat. It is a war of choice. And that's what he emphasizes here. Clip two.
Russia plans to manufacture a pretext for its attack. This could be a violent event that Russia will blame on Ukraine, or an outrageous accusation that Russia will level against the Ukrainian government. We don't know exactly the form it will take. It could be a fabricated so-called terrorist bombing inside Russia, the invented discovery of a mass grave, a staged drone strike against civilians, or a fake, even a real, attack using chemical weapons. Russia may describe this event as ethnic cleansing or a genocide, making a mockery of a concept that we in this chamber do not take lightly, nor do I take lightly, based on my family history. In the past few days, Russian media has already begun to spread some of these false alarms and claims to maximize public outrage, to lay the groundwork for an invented justification for war. Today, that drumbeat is only intensified in Russia's state-controlled media.
Okay, when he refers to his family history, Secretary Blinken's stepfather was a Holocaust survivor, and he was very much raised with that consciousness. And then he says, Secretary Antony Blinken, Secretary of State, clip three.
There's another choice Russia can still make, if there's any truth to its claim that it's committed to diplomacy. Diplomacy is the only responsible way to resolve this crisis. An essential part of this is through implementation of the Minsk agreements, the subject of our session today. There are a series of commitments that Russia and Ukraine made under Minsk, with the OSCE and the Normandy format partners involved as well. If Russia is prepared to sit with the Ukrainian government and work through the process of implementing these commitments, our friends in France and Germany stand ready to convene senior-level discussions in the Normandy format to settle these issues. Ukraine is ready for this, and we stand fully ready to support the parties.
Okay, is there a chance? I mean, everybody knows there's a chance for war. I remember that song during the Vietnam era, "All We Are Saying Is Give Peace a Chance." Well, it wouldn't be exactly peace, but all that we are saying is give diplomacy a chance. And does it have a real chance in the current environment? There's also more discussion, by the way. A brave soul who comes up and says it's ridiculous to say that the United States is on the point of civil war. This from an extreme liberal. We will get to that. We will also be speaking, coming right up to Ambassador John Bolton, about war and peace and the direction, and the right and healthy direction for U.S. foreign policy. By the way, the news on COVID right now, despite the fact that they're releasing all kinds of restrictions, the news on the number of people who are actually contracting the disease is not encouraging. It's, in fact, alarming. And meanwhile, in Canada, there, when people talk about a civil war, the war over the truckers breaks out in the Canadian Parliament. We'll play you some highlights and lowlights of those exchanges. It's a busy day, and a day when there is more desperation on the part of Democrats, who are seeing more and more of their members retire, and fewer prospects of actually winning the election coming up this November. That and all much more coming up on the Medved Show, but first with Ambassador John Bolton, our very special guest. Stay tuned.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved Show, there are some voices that have been raised in Congress and elsewhere among prominent commentators, most of them, by the way, conservative Republicans, saying that, look, we're making a mistake to focus all of this attention on Ukraine and its perils when the real danger to the United States is China. Not so fast, says Ambassador John Bolton, because Russia and China have formed what is called an entente, They have formed a close alliance that may have the power to last. So what should the United States do? Ambassador John Bolton is the author of the best-selling and very readable book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. He was National Security Advisor to President Trump. He was a prime foreign policy and security advisor to President Bush and our ambassador to the United Nations. Ambassador Bolton, thanks for joining us. So why are people wrong? Why are people wrong in basic terms who say we should be paying less attention to Ukraine and more attention to China?
Right. Well, they're half right in the sense that China is going to be the existential threat the United States faces in the 21st century. Where they're wrong is in saying that we can therefore essentially disregard or substantially downgrade the other threats. The U.S. just over time has not paid as much attention as it should to the threats we face in a lot of areas around the world. It's obsessed with identity politics domestically and wealth redistribution rather than wealth creation. But the fact is, when the United States is challenged, historically it has risen to the challenge, and we can do it here. And to ignore a threat in Ukraine because we're worried about Taiwan, which we should be worried about, is an invitation to Russia to interfere in Ukraine and an invitation to China to interfere in Taiwan. It gives us the worst of both worlds if it looks like we can't pay attention.
Well, and paying attention, do you believe that at the moment that as many people have suggested, including people very high in the Biden administration, that war between Russia and Ukraine is inevitable?
No, I don't think it's inevitable. I think it's certainly possible. I don't think Putin puts 150,000 troops, as, by the way, Biden admitted yesterday, raising the estimate that had previously been lower than that. He doesn't put those troops there unless he's prepared to use them if it's in his interest to do so. But nobody should discount the threat. But I think Putin is a more creative strategist. I think he's looking to see what the maximum advantage he can get, ranging from deepening splits and problems within NATO to pushing NATO back from Russia's frontiers to taking action to reacquire another piece of the former Soviet Union, it may be a shell game with Ukraine, down to taking not all of Ukraine, but only part of it. I think Putin has the initiative and the momentum. I think we're reacting. I think it's a mistake to say, as Senator Murphy of Connecticut has been saying, that Putin's operating from a position of weakness. He is not. He's operating from a position of strength. We're the ones who are uncertain and reactive, and Putin is just going to do the best he can to get as much as he can and keep the cost down.
And what should the United States be prepared to offer, if anything, for the sake of reaching some kind of agreement on Ukraine?
Well, I don't think we should offer anything, because I think this is Putin doing something that's fundamentally illegitimate. And he's a master at creating a crisis, and then saying to obtain objectives that are unacceptable to us, he will end the crisis. And at the moment, I think we're at a perilous point because we've made so many mistakes here over the past several weeks that it's very hard at this point to correct and to put ourselves in a position where we can achieve what we most want, which is we don't want to see Russian troops cross into Ukraine. Unfortunately, our efforts to deter Putin from doing that, I fear very much, are going to be unsuccessful because of the lack of credibility of the Biden administration, in large part because at the beginning, Biden gave up sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. He's admitted already in this crisis there's no chance of using U.S. or NATO force, which certainly solves one of Putin's problems. And Biden is still bearing the burden of his catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan. So all the threats that we've made about sanctions after Russia invades are the rough thing to do. I don't think Putin believes. I don't think our credibility is enough to deter him from using military force if that's what he decides to do.
Is there a course of action that you would recommend, given the fact that it's behind the goal line? Is there a course of action you'd recommend to the Biden administration that they haven't taken yet?
Yes, I think we should have done this long before, but I think that imposing sanctions on Nord Stream 2 now to insist that Russia not only not invade, but withdraw from the places in Ukraine where it has military force illegitimately. We should have done this long ago, but it's still not too late to do it now.
And do you believe that that could have efficacy in actually getting the kind of response you would want from Vladimir Putin?
Well, I think what we need to do is make sure he knows he faces costs because of his illegitimate behavior. It's not simply a threat to the future, but he needs to know now that his behavior is the most one way to do it. I would not have given away the possibility of the use of military force. Nobody wants to get into active hostilities here, but when you give something like that away for free, it just makes the cost-benefit analysis in Putin's mind that much easier. It was an unforced error by the Biden administration.
And let us hope that other unforced errors can be avoided. Ambassador John Bolton is the author of the best-selling book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, which actually is more enjoyable than it sounds. It has a human story involving some fairly big personalities, including the former president of the United States, Donald Trump. It is a book very, very much worth looking at. Ambassador Bolton, I appreciate your coming on the show and giving us the benefit of your wisdom. The piece in the Wall Street Journal that provokes some of these questions, Entente multiplies the threat from Russia and China. It appeared just yesterday from Ambassador John Bolton. We will be right back with more on civil war in Canada? Well, in the Canadian Parliament, certainly. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America, it's dangerous for the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the United Nations Security Council as the tensions between Ukraine and Russia continue to unfold, and President Joe Biden says an invasion is still near.
I'm mindful that some have called into question our information, recalling previous instances where intelligence ultimately did not bear out. But let me be clear. I am here today not to start a war, but to prevent one.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin added that the U.S. government is not seeing any kind of withdrawal from Russian troops at Ukraine's border, instead seeing Russia adding to its capabilities and troops
Last month, Omicron sent U.S. COVID-19 cases surging to an unprecedented high with over 807,000 daily COVID-19 cases at the nation's peak. Exactly 1 month later, cases have now plummeted to an average of 134,000 new cases per day. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medhead number one here.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
The most recent figures, and they're important figures still, from Johns Hopkins University, there have been 928,519 people who have died of coronavirus from COVID-19 and various variants so far. And by the way, there are new indications and arguments that that may actually be understated. That there are higher deaths than that, and they look at that by looking at the total number of deaths. And some deaths that actually involved COVID-19 that may not have been counted that way. It's a staggering total. 78 million coronavirus cases reported in the United States. And in terms of vaccine doses, there have been 548,000, but that means that how many Americans are fully vaccinated? 64.5%. Among adults 18 or older, it's 74.6%. Does that mean that COVID is over or waning or disappearing? The deaths from COVID are compared to 2021. In 2021, at this date, there were 1,707 COVID deaths. And most recently, February 16, 2022, 3,306. So almost double the number of deaths. People who suggest that the COVID threat to everyone and to our economy, to our way of living, to our education system, to our national unity of any kind, that threat has not disappeared. There was today in Canada where they are beginning to use the police to remove some of the remaining trucks that are blocking things in Ottawa and causing, in the city of Ottawa, the economy to continue to grind to a halt. They are beginning to use trucks on that basis. They have opened up the border crossings. They're not interfering any further. But Prime Minister Trudeau spoke harshly about some of the parliamentary support that has gone to the so-called Freedom Convoy and to the activist truckers in Canada. This is the Prime Minister on the floor of Parliament earlier. This is a clip six.
Conservative Party members can stand with people who wave swastikas. They can stand with people who wave the Confederate flag. We will choose to stand with Canadians who deserve to be able to get to their jobs, who be able to get their lives back. These illegal protests need to stop, and they will, Mr. Speaker.
Remind the honourable members, including the right honourable Prime Minister, to use words that are not inflammatory in the House.
Okay, this is the right honourable Prime Minister running into a storm of protest. One of the bases that they made here is when he mentioned that they were standing with people who are waving swastikas. He was looking directly at an MP named Melissa Lanceman, who is Jewish, and a conservative MP stood up and ripped back at the Prime Minister for his remarks. This is clip seven.
I've never seen such shameful and dishonorable remarks coming from this Prime Minister. My great-grandfather flew over 30 missions over Nazi Germany. My great-great-uncle's body lies at the bottom of the English Channel. There are members of this Conservative caucus who are the descendants of victims of the Holocaust. For the Prime Minister to accuse any colleague in this House of standing with the swastika is shameful. I'm giving the Prime Minister an opportunity. I'm calling on him to unreservedly apologize for this shameful remark.
And, okay, so he was given the opportunity. What did that sound like? Here is Prime Minister Trudeau's response, clip eight.
Canadians deserve their freedoms back. Mr. Speaker, these illegal blockades that have continued to interfere with people's livelihoods, to interfere with people's daily lives,
have to interrupt the Honourable Prime Minister, so ask everyone to calm down so we can hear the answer. The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, the measures put forward in this Emergencies Act are proportional, are responsible, and quite frankly, are completely folded within the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. The steps that we are taking are important and measured to restore order and freedoms to Canadians in this country. That is exactly what we are doing.
Okay, and exactly what we are doing, the difficulty with that kind of action that Trudeau has actually settled on is that it only works if you have overwhelming support from the people of the country, and they don't. I do believe that most of the polling that they've done up in Canada shows a majority supports Trudeau, and a majority supports putting an end to the protests, which have been clownish and extreme, and it's unclear what they mean to accomplish. Really, it is. But the idea that the question, which is why are conservatives supporting the truckers? Well, they aren't entirely, because it's not clear what it means to support the truckers. There are elements of this movement. In fact, some of the most prominent leaders in the whole Freedom Convoy are people who want to dismantle the Canadian nation, who want the Western provinces to leave altogether. But the idea that at this point, when we are close, and people point this out, particularly countries like Canada, they're closer than we are in terms of protecting themselves with a high rate of vaccination. They have a much higher rate of vaccination than we do. But that this should be a controversial issue. This was Novak Djokovic. Remember him? The great tennis star who gave up his chance to participate in the Australian Open. He has refused to get vaccinated. He gave an interview and talked about why he was so refusing. Morning Joe, clip 11, basically responded. Listen.
People are free to be as stupid as they want to be. I mean, it is, Jonathan Lemire, it is galling when you have somebody saying, oh, it wasn't FDA approved, and then they're doing all these other things that aren't FDA approved, getting other treatments that aren't FDA approved, just the hypocrisy of it all.
Right, and he has now fallen behind Rafael Nadal on the all-time Grand Slams list and won't be able to catch him. And he says he's concerned about the impact the vaccine would have on his body. Well, he won't have to worry about the impact of wear and tear of tennis on his body anymore. No. So he's not really going to be able to play unless he gets this vaccine.
Okay, and again, there's also questions about Kyrie, or Kyrie, I think he says, Irving, who is being prevented from playing in home games for New York, but not necessarily in away games, which makes not so much sense. There's also a resounding earthquake politically. In fact, it's being referred to as the San Francisco earthquake. What does that mean, and why did it happen? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans
care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, let us go to a call to David, who was called in from Seattle. David, you're on the Medved Show.
Thank you. I just had a couple comments. One was I just found out last week that two people from my high school had died of COVID the week before. And I know that one of these women, I remember making out with her in high school, and that's why it really struck me. And they were both unvaccinated. And this was from a small town over on the Olympic Peninsula in Washington. And I am mystified why people can't, well, I don't know. That's a different thing, why people don't get vaccinated. But the other comment is, I went to a lecture by David Brooks, so in Seattle 4 or 5 years ago, and I remember in that lecture he talked about when we lose civility. He just said, when we lose civility, it seems like we lose something. And that's kind of what is happening, it seems like to me, a lot of places.
Well, it's so shocking to hear it from Canada, because Canada has been known.
Civil, exactly. Well, they're being infected by, as you know, a lot of the donation for that truckers' protest has come from America. And so that's kind of encouraged them. Plus, I think in human nature, there is a, you know, there is a kind of a populist thing that you can come up with, I suppose. And that's kind of everywhere. If you kind of lose these guardrails that keep you in check a little bit. And I think that's, kind of what we're losing. We're losing just a lot of, I mean, like the property crime in not just Seattle, but everywhere. You can just see most of this stuff only works because we believe it works. And once we kind of start to lose some of that belief, things can start to unravel. And
I think you're entirely correct, David, and I think we see it, and you're right, it's not just in Seattle, it's increasingly nationwide, one might even say increasingly worldwide. If someone had told me at the beginning of this pandemic that this would end up being a deeply emotional, I mean visceral fight over vaccines, I would have thought this is unthinkable.
There's
this is inconceivable.
There's almost zero cases of anybody having a bad reaction. There's been, I don't know how many, probably several billion people have been vaccinated now. Maybe there's 100 people or 20 people have had a bad, I mean, it's almost, you don't hear about it. And so, I mean, it's just very unfortunate that right-wing media and Republican governors have tried to, promote this sort of misinformation That's really cost hundreds of thousands of lives just in America, and probably in Brazil, hundreds of thousands or two.
And people would shoot back and say, well, that's the cost of defending freedom. The thing that surprises me most about this, and obviously I'm sympathetic to what you're saying, David, but the thing that surprises me most is that nobody draws the obvious point. We are required to get all kinds of vaccines in all kinds of settings, as in schools. And some of the same people who are making a huge deal out of getting a COVID booster shot, some of those same people are people who were opposed to getting polio shots, people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And again, let me point out, he is not a right-winger at all. He is an extreme liberal and a nut. But he's opposed to every sort of vaccine. And this fear of vaccines right now, after they've changed the whole world so much for the better, is just amazing. There are worldwide people who are fully vaccinated are now 4.28 billion people. And the reports of any serious adverse reaction from those vaccines among those 4.28 billion involve a few thousand people, actually. David, appreciate your phone call, and I'm sympathetic to it. Here's an email that came in, a message that came in from Corvallis, Oregon, and from Richard. He says, "Hello, Michael. Just try to take away our abortion rights. Hey, just try to take away our gun rights. Hey, just try to take away our right to choose what goes in our bodies. People see all these issues as having freedom, and someone wants to take away their freedom. Your argument concerning children and vaccines proves my point. Yes, people love their children, but they also can tell them what to do. Grown-ups resent any pushback when someone is perceived as taking away a freedom and telling them what to do. I may disagree, and the fact that my doctor may be self-righteous, arrogant jerk does not prevent me from obeying him or her when they give me medical advice. Also, a very wise teacher once said that you don't fight if you know you're going to lose. Now, please take that decent, wise man's advice, and you will be much happier." Well, okay, it seems to me that's a very big argument against the truckers, against the so-called freedom convoy, against the people like Novak Djokovic. You're not going to win on this. How do you win, and what do you win if you do? Let's go quickly, very quickly, to Mark in Lakewood, Washington. You're on the Medved Show.
Michael, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I do appreciate your recent conversation. I guess I'm at a loss because I mean, we can talk about a lot of different things with the vaccine, but the vaccine, previous definitions of vaccine have all been wiped away for the purpose of this one vaccine, which does not prevent transmission of the disease, which does not prevent the disease itself, which may prevent you from dying, but it's a disease that has now we think about a 1% chance of that. I'm confused as to how you wouldn't be somewhat skeptical of the whole situation, not to mention...
I'll tell you how I wouldn't be skeptical of it. If you look at the rate of death and hospitalization in places with heavy vaccine penetration, where most of the people are fully vaccinated, it's much less. By the way, there was just an item that came out yesterday, and we didn't get to it, but should have, which is there is now a report from the CDC and from the Food and Drug Administration. They're recommending vaccines very strongly for pregnant women because it virtually eliminates the chance of a baby, a small baby, getting the virus. And again, the effects are very positive. They are basically, and again, no one's speaking up and saying, well, maybe not, maybe yes. This is very clear. There are a lot of women out there We know some of them who are expecting. And it's wonderful news when that happens, of course, and wonderful news that you can actually make what should be a safe process even safer. And this idea that the email that I got, which says, don't fight if you know you're going to lose, this is fighting for every life, which it seems to me is a very worthwhile principle. If you can reduce the suffering and the danger and the infection rate of any one individual, that's an accomplishment, because you put a few of those things together and it means you've made a difference for a community. And when you make a difference for a number of communities, you can make a difference for the country. And this, by the way, is why we're looking at this. The idea that the Canadian people actually support the truckers and what they are doing to the Canadian economy, to the country's self-image, to the country's international image, to the political health of all political parties in Canada, it's extraordinarily negative. The idea that if you listen to some of the people talking, person on the street, Canadian responses about basically trashing the capital city and allowing your so-called movement to be hijacked, as appropriate for trucking, to be hijacked by extreme forces in the United States, yes, and some in Canada and elsewhere. We will talk more about that. We're also going to be talking with Matt Bai. He wrote this extremely controversial piece about how our political system is broken and both major parties are a disgrace. So then what? If the Republicans are no good and the Democrats are no good, the alternatives are, we'll figure it out in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.